Good morning. Welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine, and we are going to interview each of the candidates running for Fairfield City Council. And I have my first one in today. You are the inaugural visit, Sheila Zerlini. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing just fine. So where do you live?
I live in Lakeview.
Okay.
So right on Atkinson Drive.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you are running in the second ward, right?
Correct.
So you're running against Tyler Lampley.
Yes.
So we are going to find out all about you, your family, and why you decided to run and all that good stuff all today on the Community Connection.
Okay? Wonderful. Yeah.
All right. I look forward to finding out more about you. You have anything to say first?
No, glad to be here. Happy that I'm first instead of, you know, Zerlini, you're usually last in the alphabetical order, but
right.
That's okay. I'm glad I'm first.
Okay. All right, Sheila, we are going to talk, find out more about Sheila Zerlini running for City Council in the second ward in just a few moments here on the Community Connection.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
People who have wealth and keep wealth and build wealth have a long-term planning window, and they make decisions based on that. They buy a car based on that. People who are broke, they have a short planning window. If you're broke and you have a long-term planning window, you're starting to think like rich people. If you think and act like rich people, you get to become rich people. Hey, it's Dave Ramsey. Join us for the Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays at 4, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Sheila Zerlini, who is running for 2nd Ward Alderman for the city of Fairfield in the upcoming election in April. And so how long have you lived on Atkinson Drive?
Well, the first time I lived there for 21 years.
Okay.
It's the home that I was raised in. And then the second time I moved there, I've been there 23 years. So a total
okay.
of 40-something.
Some 40 years.
Ish, yeah.
Okay. And so are you married?
No, I'm not.
Okay. And do you have kids?
I have two. I have two children. I have a daughter, Rebecca. She is a case manager, court advocate for the Department of Child and Family Services.
Okay.
Lives in Iuka.
Okay.
And she has two daughters, my granddaughters, Presley and Palin.
Okay.
And then I have a son, Greg, with 3 G's.
Okay.
And he works for a German company, Krone North America, and he's a territory manager for that company. They manufacture hay and forage equipment.
Oh, okay. All right. And so are you retired now? Or?
No, I'm not. Well, I'm retired, sort of.
Not
really
retired.
Social Security retired. I'm retired from the school system.
Okay.
I worked at New Hope School for 20 years.
Oh.
And I am retired from the school system, but I continue to work.
Okay. So what do you do as continue to work? Do you substitute teach or?
No. What I did at New Hope School, I was the district treasurer and the bookkeeper, investment officer, everything but a bus driver. And I currently am back in school at Frontier College. My last full-time job was human resources coordinator at Airtex.
Oh, okay.
And with the departure of the company to Mexico, the opportunity for the employees was to go back to school, and so I'm back in school.
So what are you studying at Frontier?
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you like the graphic design classes?
It's kind of a challenge. I do that anyway, but I'm a Microsoft user, and this is all Apple. So, you know, looking for the bells and whistles and the menus that you'll never find all of, that's kind of a challenge. But I am really liking the program, love working with the kids. I say kids because
right.
I'm like the grandma of the group. I love it.
You do? Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. So now let me ask you about why you decided to run for city council.
I have lived here my entire life,
mm-hmm.
pretty much worked here my entire life. And I feel like there are some things that I could help the city do, some skills that I have, some background that I've acquired by living here,
mm-hmm.
that maybe we can go forward from where we are now and have a more productive community.
Okay, so did your friends encourage you to run?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What was it like telling the first person that, you know what, I'm thinking about running for city council?
You've lost your mind again. And I'm like, well, I haven't done that for like 4 or 5 years. I think it's time, don't you? And then some were like, no, really, really, Sheila, I think you should do that. And I'm like, oh, I'll think about it, you know.
Okay.
So.
All right. So the thinking's done. You took out a petition and you got it all signed. And what was that process like?
Well, I just pretty much went from door to door till I got all the signatures that I needed and a few more.
Okay.
And, you know, I know a lot of people. There's a lot of people I don't know. And that's a good opportunity to meet people that you don't know by knocking on doors that you have no idea who's living there, you know. But, yeah, it was pretty smooth.
It was pretty smooth? Mm-hmm. Okay. Nobody slammed the door in your face
no,
or anything
no.
like that? Because people are pretty nice in Fairfield.
It Absolutely.
Is the home of the friendly people.
Yep.
All right. So do you think you're an asset to this? You would be an asset to the city council because of your bookkeeping experience, or is there another experience that?
I'm a people person. I'm also a project type person.
Okay.
One of the life experiences and jobs that I had in my time living here was I was the director of Fairfield Marketplace for 3 years.
Okay.
And even though that was a designated area in the city of Fairfield, we scoped out into the whole community and to the whole county. So those things, and a lot of those things are mirrored in what Y Fairfield's doing.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We had economic development, we had marketing, we had promotion, and you know, all those things compiled together. I was the director of that program for 3 years.
Okay. All right. We are talking to Sheila Zerlini. She is running for the second ward alderman seat, now being held by Tyler Lampley, and we will talk more with Sheila in just a few moments here on the Community Connection.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to our station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Deep South Restaurant, Nap Oil, Murphy's Pet Grooming and Boarding, and Serendipity Cards and Gifts. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long these deals will last.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Sheila Zerlini. She is running as for the second ward alderman seat for the city of Fairfield. And she lives on Atkinson Drive. And she worked at both Airtex and at the New Hope School. And you said in the break that your bookkeeping experience would help you out as an alderman, right?
Exactly.
So how? What do aldermen really look at the books, or do they just pass the bills?
Well, they really should be looking at the books.
Okay.
Before they pass the bills, and at the revenue, and at the projects that are proposed for
okay.
the year. Yes.
All right. So let's talk about the city of Fairfield. What is the city of Fairfield's greatest asset right now, as you see it?
People. Hardworking people, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of buildings available. We have a lot of resources that are available that we could enhance to make Fairfield a better place
okay.
and to bring people here and possibly then to bring factories and work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fill the empty buildings and then...
Right. And, you know, use what you have... And go forward with what you have versus, you know, let's build new, let's do something different. Well, we've got plenty of places that we can, you know, utilize.
Okay. All right. Or at least, you know, places where businesses can start.
Exactly.
All right. What in your opinion is the biggest problem that you see in the city right now?
Thinking in the past, not thinking outside of the box. As you think outside the box, then you come back and you think, okay, what have I got here that I could use to do the project that I've got in mind or to build on the business that I've got in mind?
Okay. Do you think that things are done over and over again the same way, just out of habit in the city?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay.
You've got to look to the future.
Right.
And, right now, right off the top of my head, somebody could make some money here with an internet company that was a stable provider. That's where the future's going to be.
Okay.
People who work from their homes, they have to have that type of internet in order to work from their homes. And businesses here need that type of internet. Okay? Start one, somebody.
Easier said than done.
Well, it is. But, you guys aired a little clip about a company called Whisper in Northern Illinois, and it was a startup that an individual didn't take a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
There are federal funds for that type of project because we are rural.
Mm-hmm.
And the world wants everybody to be on the internet, so it's a doable thing.
Okay.
If he did it, we could do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. What do you think about the current city council? Is it better than most, or is it?
I think they're doing a good job.
Okay.
With considering the circumstances.
Okay.
I would like to see more transparency with the city.
Okay.
Even though there is some. They could be more transparent to the community, but I think you guys have the mayor on right before a city council meeting.
Correct.
Okay, so let's get some projects going here, and let's get the council people that are involved in that, the department heads that are involved in that. Let's talk to them. Let's put something in the newspaper once a month about how the project's going, the goals of what we want to achieve and where we are in that process of achieving those.
Okay.
That's more transparent to the community so that they know how you're spending their money.
Okay. tell me what you think what have been in the last year or so. What was the event that triggered you saying, well, I'm going to run for city council because I think I could help out here? Was there an event that triggered that, or was it just one day you decided, I'm going to run for city council?
I had several friends say, you've got a lot of knowledge, you have a lot of experience. And I was at AirTex, as I said, and I was one of the last ones besides this last group of people that left because I was in human resources to go. And it's like, what are all these people going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And how can I help them do something? Well, it's a bigger picture than an individual person. It's the community and the county, for that matter. There
Right.
were people in Wayne City and Sisney that worked at AirTex that, no job. And they all thought that I can't do any. There's nowhere else to work. Yep, there's somewhere else to work. And this would be the time in your life that if you've always wanted to run a bakery, start a bakery. If you've always wanted to go back to school, now you can go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And the coaching involved to get them all there, and that's been 2 years ago for a lot of them, and they've finished school, they've gotten somewhere else to work, and life is good,
Okay.
So probably that, the AirTex thing.
Okay. All right. We are talking to Sheila Zerlini. She is running for 2nd Ward Alderman in the City of Fairfield elections in April. And we will be back in just a few moments to talk more with her.
Join us each weekday and on Saturday mornings as well for the latest on the local auction scene. Auction Time informs you of the unique items on the block. We give you the headline items during the week and then actually get into the details with area auctioneers as part of our Saturday program. That's Auction Time, weekdays at 7:50 a.m. and then again on Saturday morning after the 8 o'clock news on the station listened to, not just heard, WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
We're back on the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine, and in the studio with me today is Sheila Zerlini. She is running for 2nd Ward Alderman for the City of Fairfield in the April election. which is coming up. We're going to talk to all of the people except for one. The one member who is unopposed is not going to come in and talk to us. So I don't know what you can make of that. So
I think that's probably good.
Okay. All right. So we're talking to Sheila Zerlini today. And let's talk now about the biggest to-do in the last few meetings has been the talk about TIF money and how it's been used and how it was used incorrectly in the past. What do you think of that? What do you think of the use of the city has used TIF money for? What do you think of its past use of TIF money?
I think that there was a lack of knowledge on how to do that, on how to use TIF funds. And I also think that people make mistakes. And if you make a mistake, what do? You find out how to correct that.
Right.
You go forward and don't do that again. And I do commend the mayor for doing that. TIF money, I think, is a great thing because if it's used properly, it will promote economic development in your community.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, again, it's a project thing. You know, we're going to repair such and such street, and we're going to use TIF funds. And when we're done, we'll have a beautiful street, and the community will benefit from that.
Right. Okay. What do you think about the proposed use of TIF money for replacing the water lines and sewer lines under Maine and Delaware before the state comes in and redoes those roads?
If that is a project that the city wants to take on, that, you know, to me, I would need to see the engineer's report. Okay. I know they're old. They've been here forever. But I also know they, a long time ago, things were made better. That's why they've been here forever. And I'd need to see what the engineer thought about it. And, you know, assuming that you're going to have a water break isn't really enough for me. I mean, I need to, assuming Chicken Little, that's the Chicken Little thing.
Right.
You know, I think the sky is falling. Well, it didn't really fall. Okay, I think we're going to have a water break. Could be, could not be.
Mm-hmm.
So it would involve me looking into the project a little bit more.
Okay, so you haven't looked into the project?
No.
All that. Okay. All right. So then let's talk about Atkinson Forest, which would be just on, not too far from your house. What do you think about that project?
I think that'll be a wonderful enhancement for this community.
Okay.
I think if the plans go as what they've been proposed, that will bring people here. And people that come here for other reasons, now we know we have Atkinson Forest. They go there. I mean, that was one of those well-kept secrets of Fairfield. I didn't know there was a forest out there. Yeah, it is. It's really nice. And now that that's out in the open, they want to go to Atkinson Forest. I think also getting that involved with Southern Illinois tourism here is almost non-existent.
Right.
And lots and lots of available attractions that would bring people here, not just Atkinson Forest, but Bean Days, Cisney Reunion, the car shows, everything that goes on here and that has gone on here, the museums, the Sheltons, all of that will bring people here if you tell them about it. If you don't tell them about it, they aren't going to come to the party.
Do you think there are tourism dollars out there that we're not getting? The money could be used for tourism that we're not spending.
I do think that. I think there are tourism funds available, and a lot of tourism's free.
Uh-huh.
And so you don't have to spend a lot of money to get your name out there, to get your town out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm pretty sure there are funds available for that.
Okay. All right. We are wrapping it up. So is there anything else you'd like to say?
No. Thanks for having me on. And, Second Ward citizens, I would certainly appreciate your vote.
Okay. Sheila Zerlini, I didn't even ask you about your mom and dad. Who were your mom and dad?
My mom and dad.
Like that influences voters.
My dad was Frank Gardner, and he worked for the city. He also worked in the oil industry.
Okay.
He retired from the city. And then my mom was Leona Rogers Gardner, and she was a Girl Scout leader, Brownie leader, PTO person, and probably reupholstered about half of Wayne County. That's what her stay-at-home job mom was whenever we were growing up.
Okay. All right. So that is going to do it for today. Thank you for coming in, Sheila.
Well, thank you.
Thanks
I appreciate
for being
it.
First, you did a fine job.
Okay.
Okay. And the election is coming up in April, so be sure to get out and vote. We will be talking to the other alderman candidates coming up on the Community Connection, so stay tuned here to WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.